It's election season. To help voters learn about candidates, KWBU has partnered with the Waco chapter of the League of Women Voters to present candidate forums for key local and regional races. Today we present the Republican candidates for U.S. House of Representatives, District 17. This forum was recorded at KWBU on January 28th.
Hello, and welcome to a debate with some of the Republican candidates running for U.S. House of Representatives, District 17. The Democratic candidates will participate in their own debate. This debate is sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Waco and KWBU. My name is Ivy Hammerly, and I am a member of the League of Women Voters, and will be moderating today. Christina Chan Park, another League member, will be helping to keep time. The League of Women Voters, a nonpartisan organization, encourages informed and active participation of all citizens in government and influences public policy through education and advocacy. The League does not support or oppose any political party or candidates. No portion of the debate may be used as part of campaign materials. Candidates may say that they participated in the debate and link to the recording on the KWBU website. Also referred to as a congressman or congresswoman, each representative is elected to a two-year term serving the people of a specific congressional district. Among other duties, representatives introduce bills and resolutions, offer amendments, and serve on committees. In doing so, they study bills' effects and costs. They vote based on the bill's merits and the views of voters in their home district. Today, we have with us Kristen Alamo Rowan and Trent Sutton. All 12 candidates running in this race were asked to participate in the debate. David Saucedo, Ahmad Adnan, Todd Kent, and Eleanor Vesali wanted to participate but were unable to make the recording time. We did not get responses from the other six candidates. The format for the debate is as follows. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to give an introduction. The order of the candidates was determined randomly. There will be 9 rounds of questioning. During each round, each candidate has 1 minute to respond to the question. We will rotate the order of the responses. Finally, each candidate will have 1 minute for closing remarks. They will speak in reverse order of the introductions. Let's begin with introductions. The order determined by a draw will be Kristen Alamo Rowan and then Trent Sutton. You have 2 minutes each. Ms. Rowan.
My name is Kristen Alamo Rowan, and I am a Christian, wife, mom of 3 boys, and a servant devoted to living out God's purpose. I'm a first-generation American, a member of the NRA, pro-life advocate, and the reason that I am here is because far too long I have seen we the people be forgotten by Washington. In 2020, we have an opportunity to restore our freedoms, and you have a chance to elect a true representative, not a politician or a lawyer, but rather someone like you and I who has been through the fray, someone with common sense and fight who will give a voice to the forgotten. I think that we need more Christians in Washington. God placed a call on my heart and a conviction on my heart to run this race. I have no political aspirations. However, I am obedient to what I feel he has called me to do. And being in this process, I understand why he has called me to do it, because we are in a spiritual war. And there is an agenda that would like to control us in every facet of our lives. They would see to it that they infiltrate our schools, our churches, and every facet of our life. So I am in this good fight, and I ask for you to join me.
Mr. Sutton.
Howdy. Thanks for having me here today. My name's Trent Sutton, and I am running to be our next representative for Congressional District 17 here in the great state of Texas. When I graduated high school, I joined the Marine Corps, and that's what I did for the next 21 years. During that time, I completed 5 deployments overseas to include supporting combat operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan. When I retired from the military, I came to College Station following my younger brother and my son, who were both Aggies. My brother commissioned into the Army and is now a medical service officer, and my son is a surface warfare officer in the Navy. While I was at Texas A&M, I finished my bachelor's degree, graduated summa cum laude, and then I continued on with a Master of International Affairs from the Bush School of Government and Public Service. I'm running for Congress because I believe that we need more conservative veterans in Washington, D.C., standing up for our shared values of faith, family, and freedom. I view the vast majority of the things that the federal government is currently doing as being things that should be relegated back to the states. The Constitution delineates very few responsibilities to the federal government, and one of those being providing for the common defense. Now, I view the common defense as being broken down into several areas of national security that I think that the federal government should be focusing on. First and foremost, our national defense and securing our southern border, which I view as a part of national defense. I also believe that we need to be looking at our food security and ensuring that our rural communities and our farmers and ranchers have everything they need to be successful. I also break that down into our economic security. We need to be looking at our $23 trillion national debt, getting government control, getting government spending under control, and lastly, our energy security, which we are finally on the path to energy independence, and that has helped us out both economically and is a component of our national defense and security.
Thank you for those introductions. We will now move on to the first round of questioning. Question one, what are the most important duties of a U.S. representative? Mr. Sutton?
So obviously the most important duty is to look out for the interests of the voters in the district. You know, we have a very diverse district here that comprises three major population areas, two universities, and, of course, a large rural community in between all of those areas. So I've been fortunate in my career to have lived in all of those different diverse types of communities. I've lived in rural areas. I've lived in major population centers. And, of course, I attended one of those universities. So it's ensuring that the folks in the district have everything that they need to be successful on their own accord. And again, that's one of the prime functions of government, is to make sure that we have the ability and everything that we need, not to dictate how we're going to be successful, but give us the foundation so that we as individuals can be successful. And I would like to be able to do everything that I can to do my part to ensure that we have the tools that we need to be successful.
First, we must define the role of government, and that is to protect the rights of the people. So if I should be a part of the legislative branch as a congresswoman, my duties would include not placing any undue burden on citizens when legislating. We have to keep true to our freedoms and to our values. And also, I think secondary would be, as a representative, to listen to the people. I think a lot of times what you see with politicians is they come to you with answers without ever having listened to the problem. So for me, I feel that defining what the role of government is and working within those bounds, and most of all, listening to the people of my district.
Thank you. Moving on to round two. What will you do to support a vibrant economy in our area? Ms. Rowan?
So as a conservative in all facets, in all definitions, I believe in low taxes. I believe helping the lower class looks like getting a handle on our healthcare system. That means that we need to open up the market in regard to healthcare to allow competition. And again, back to the last question, the role of government is to get out of the way. So I think just limiting regulations, as we've seen our current president do, we've seen the effects of that, and I think that they've really been positive.
Mr. Sutton?
Well, there's two parts of the district that we have to look at because the economies are very different in the rural communities and the cities. So for everyone, we do need to be looking at flattening taxes and reducing taxes so that we are able to keep more of what we earn, and so that we also have the ability to spend as we see fit. Of course, one of the things that Obamacare did was really stifle the healthcare opportunities in rural communities. So we need to be looking at things to make sure that they have the quality of life issues taken care of, as well as necessities. Now, in the cities, one of the things that we need to be looking at, which several of the local school districts in this area have already been very successful in developing opportunities for folks to learn trade skills outside of the universities. All three, Bryan, College Station, and Waco school districts, have Centers for Technical Excellence. And those are kind of things that we need to be ensuring that we support.
Thank you. The next question is, what measures do you support to address our nation's security? Mr. Sutton.
So, again, that one breaks down into two things, because we're looking at our nation's security and military involvement overseas, and we're also looking at here on the home front. So let's start with the home front. Again, as I'd said, securing our southern border is a national security issue. There are dangerous cartels operating just south of our border. And I've talked to folks recently that moved up from Brownsville to College Station to escape the overflow of violence coming across the border. So securing the border for many reasons is paramount. Now, when we look at overseas in the larger picture, our national defense, I believe it's very important that we maintain our alliance structure, but we also need to be very cognizant in how we're getting involved overseas. It's imperative that we have a strong military, because I do believe in peace through strength, but we also need to be very cautious about how we're employing that military. So we need to be back into the role of maintaining security abroad, but not dictating to other countries how they are going to function within their borders.
Ms. Rowan?
I think that our border security is of utmost importance whenever it comes to national security. Any sovereign nation must have a secure border. So I think that a wall is necessary, and I think that also a wall system should be in place. But I also think that securing our economy through fair trade deals, when we discuss dealing with other countries in any type of way.
Thank you. The next question is, what should the federal government do, if anything, to provide an equitable, quality public education for all children, pre-K through grade 12? Ms. Rowan?
I believe that our education system should be a responsibility of the states. So I think that getting the federal government out would greatly improve our education system across the board to allow the states to be in charge of that.
Mr. Sutton?
With so many things, I think that free market solutions are the answer, and to that is including in education. First and foremost, however, the federal government should not be involved with education. I believe that is something that should be taken care of at a local level, whether that be state or even more importantly in the individual communities. That's not to say that there can't be federal dollars that assist in those education programs, but the federal government should not be dictating the best way for us to educate our children. So another avenue that I believe that we really need to be exploring is school choice, because again, once we have schools competing to become better rather than being dictated what their definition of success is from the federal government, I think that allows us to develop a better educational system.
Thank you. The next question is, please explain why you do or do not think it is important to reduce the role of money in American elections. Mr. Sutton.
So I think a lot of us coming into this race understand how difficult it is to compete. It's a very complicated question when you look at the role of money in politics, because at the end of the day, it's the reality and it's the system that we have to live in. And with Supreme Court decisions, that's not going to change. Those Supreme Court decisions, on the other hand, do give a voice to certain individuals that previously may not have had the ability to do so. But ultimately, it is imperative that regardless of how someone funds their race to get into office, that they are not beholden to any special interest groups and entities, which, for the record, I have no funding from anyone of those groups. But it is imperative that politics is dictated, again, by the will of the people and not by the dollar of the donors.
Ms. Rowan?
The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. So for me, living this truth in my campaign is imperative to building that trust now. Not just talking about it, but actually living this truth in my campaign. I have not asked for donations. What I've done is I've gone out and I've hustled and I've reached people. I've reached people through grassroots efforts, and I've been blessed to have people that have been just lit on fire by my message and by what I'm doing and by the example that I am setting, that I have gained volunteers throughout the district. And so I'm very happy to not only speak it, but to live it. And I think that what we've seen is in regards to this area, government has somehow began to protect big business, big pharma, and all these big corporations, big entities because of money and politics.
Thank you. Question 6. What, if any, specific steps will you take to address inequalities facing women in the United States? Ms. Rowan?
I think that a good economy is good for all Americans. And right now we are seeing a 70-year low unemployment rate for women. So I think women's rights are human rights. So for me, the things that work for all of us are going to exemplify women as well. And I'm proud to be a woman running in this race to represent our district.
Mr. Sutton?
So just recently, the statistics came out that the workforce is now comprised of 50% women. So we are, at least in the workforce, getting to that level of equality as far as representation. I think we need to look at the broader question in just society in general, and not just women, but we look at so many different groups as individuals now. And I think we need to be focusing more on the collective and looking at who we are as a nation and stop identifying ourselves by qualifiers such as, you know, male, female, race, religion, and start looking at everything as just us striving as a nation to become one people, better for all.
Thank you. The next question is, what measures do you support to improve and secure elections and voting in our country? Mr. Sutton?
The federal government needs to be really taking the lead. A lot of that involves, well, there's many facets of that, cybersecurity being first and foremost one of those things. And the federal government is one of the few entities, whether we're talking about elections or we're talking about private sector, that has the resources to really combat foreign influence. Of course, another one of the things that we need to be looking at is social media and just how that plays out. It's a very difficult decision, and it's something that's really needs to be discussed as far as what is the role and responsibilities and where those infringements on the First Amendment may occur, because we do have to ensure that we maintain our right to free speech. So there are many things that the federal government should be doing on a technical front, but on a private front, that's where we really need to be cautious about where we do draw that line.
Ms. Rowan?
I think that both the federal government and the state should work together to improve in this area and make sure, for example, that we have, you know, deceased people on voter rolls or any other type of fraud. I think that there should definitely be collaboration in that way to preserve our elections.
The next question, what measures would you support to reduce the effects of climate change on public health? Ms. Rowan?
Climate change is one of the topics that I have researched. According to NASA, climate change is cyclical and due to solar energy in large part. So knowing that information and other various sources, even as recent as this week that I've read, that they are afraid of a sixth mass extinction. All the mass extinctions previously that existed were not caused by human forces. So for me, it is one of those things that historically has not been caused by humans, but historically has happened. So in what areas we can stop that, I think there would need to be some level of acceptance that it's out of our control at a certain point, looking historically at facts.
Mr. Sutton?
I do take the stance that climate change is a naturally occurring phenomenon. So what we can or cannot do to change it is something that I guess we can debate forever. But there are things that we can be looking at least somewhat reduce the impact. So many of the things that the progressive left pushes with the Green New Deal and renewable energies, they're only looking at half of the picture. The vast majority of things that they're looking at, specifically even wind energy, the amount of mining and resource extraction that has to go into that, plus the footprint that it requires on wherever it's located, actually can have a far greater environmental impact than what we're already doing. I think that nuclear energy is something that we need to be looking at as a safer, cleaner alternative, and we need to get past the stigma so that we can start developing that. And then lastly, you know, lithium-ion batteries, which go into the energy storage, have a huge environmental impact in both developing mining and in getting rid of that waste once they've filled their life cycle.
This is the last question. What kinds of policies, if any, will you pursue to promote social and racial justice in our community? Mr. Sutton.
I don't think policy is the answer. I think it's just that we need to stop, and going back to my answer about finding our national identity, and stop focusing on the things that separate and divide us and start focusing on the things that unite us. Going back to just the core fundamental belief that we're all humans and we all are in this together. So we need to stop looking at different identities and stop playing identity politics and racial politics and just appreciate everyone for who they are as individuals. I don't think it's something that the government should be dictating. It's something that we as society should be striving towards.
Ms. Rowan?
Martin Luther King said that he had a dream that his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So I think in today's society, in 2020, we need to stop doing that. And I mean all in all facets, in all organizations, anyone that would single someone out based on their gender or their race or the color of their skin, we must put a stop to it and call it what it is. It's division. So for me, I don't believe that there's any policy that can be implemented, but rather us as Americans saying that we are going to unite and we are just going to be Americans and neighbors.
Thank you very much for answering our questions. We will now move on to 1 minute closing statements in the reverse order of the introductions. So we'll begin with Mr. Sutton.
So we're at a critical time in our country right now, and it's vital that we send the right type of folks to Washington to represent us. Whoever we do select is going to be walking into an arena of hyperpartisanship. So we need somebody that can start to bring sanity to that madness. In the military, we learn to work with folks from diverse backgrounds, from varying beliefs, in order to get a mission accomplished. But we also learn to hold our ground and protect our positions. So I believe that I am the type of individual who can go there and work with individuals to get what is best for this nation accomplished, regardless of party lines. But then again, as I said, there are certain things where we absolutely cannot compromise. So at the end of the day, I hope to earn your trust, your respect, and your vote. And again, my name is Trent Sutton, and please vote for me on the Republican during the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Ms. Rowan?
I'd like to take this time to thank the League of Women Voters for having us out and for all of you for listening and really taking a part in this process, this very important process. I think that, as mentioned, 2020 is going to be such a critical year for our nation, as so many have said. And I want to reiterate the fact that we are in a spiritual battle. All of our issues can be tied back to heart issues, if you really think about it. I think that my history as a Christian, as a citizen in this district, and the life experience that I've had is that so similar to so many of the listeners. And I actually have sat down already with elected Democratic officials in this district and have had a conversation with them. And what I found was that we want the same things. The difference is how we get there. So Jesus has called us not to hunker down and to hide, but to occupy. And so that is what I want to do, and I want to do that through unity.
On behalf of the League of Women Voters and KWBU, thank you to the candidates for your participation. And thank you to our audience for listening to our debate with these candidates running in the March 2020 Republican primary for U.S. House of Representatives District 17. Please tune in also for the debates with candidates running in the Republican primary for District Judge 19, McLennan County Commissioner 1, and McLennan County Commissioner 3, and in the Democratic primary for the U.S. House of Representatives District 17. All of the debates for the 2020 primaries are also available on the KWBU website. Thank you for helping make democracy work.
This forum was recorded at KWBU on January 28th.